Right now we're joined by Tim Young. He's back here in Cook County after a short stint down in North Carolina, and he's here to tell us about some very special projects that he's a part of. The 100th episode of Flash Meridian, which we've talked about before, and maybe some other new projects as well. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you. Great to be here. There's actually 101 episodes of Flash Meridian online now.
101. Oh, yep. I missed it. 101.
Don't
still
blink.
They're coming hot and fast.
Yep.
So can you give us a quick overview about, again, what Flash Meridian is and how long it's been going on?
Yeah, you know, I've been writing it for 18 years, and it's been a little bit hard for me to tell people what it is until just recently I came up with. I just tell people, that's my sci-fi autobiography. And they're like, what? I said, yep, sci-fi autobiography, that's what it is.
Perfect. And it's like done in kind of the style of old radio serials back in the day.
Okay.
Or
I like that. Whatever.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Is that what the style is?
Oh, okay.
Is?
Then yes. What I'll tell you is whatever it comes out as is what it is. It's not intended to be anything like that, but I'm really happy that you see that in it because I happen to love that genre. The not so much the modern kind of science-based sci-fi so much as the campier storytelling sci-fi. I believe that a genre, some of my friends will say, well, I'm not really into sci-fi. And I'm like, that doesn't matter because it's not about sci-fi. Stories are stories about people, and it doesn't matter if it's a Western, if it's a war movie, if it's a science fiction thing. It's a story about people in a setting. And I told you last time, it was really unintentional that I started to see this as mirroring my life. And it's not something that I could have written if I tried. So it sort of wrote itself as I call it, I have to grip the moving pen or grip the moving paintbrush in order for these things to manifest themselves. So,
and these are all available online in clips.
Yep. Flashmeridian.blogspot.com. Started out on AOL many years ago. And this was like in the very beginning, early days of when nobody really had internet yet. Like, I think most of our interface with the internet would have been like AOL or something like that. And to me, that was the internet. And so I started at that time, I started learning HTML code because I had to type it in myself. And I still do that with all the resources that are there to write them in for me. I still type all my HTML, not all, yeah, pretty much all.
Wow, doing it old school. So you've hit 100 episodes, 101 right now. Mm-hmm. So what did hitting that milestone of 100 episodes of Flash Meridian, what did that mean to you?
Well, it means that I can stick with something. And I guess nowadays that's not a problem, but I think as a kid that was a challenge. I had a very short attention span. And I think that my teachers and my parents were really frustrated with me because I did not have the ability to stick with a project. We didn't have diagnoses like ADHD when I was a kid, but I'm convinced that if we had, they would have had me on Ritalin and they would have squelched all my creative urges. But speaking of which, I did grow up with a learning disability, which is dyslexia, and it was a real challenge for me to learn. It's a difficulty with language is technically what the word means, but it was really difficult for me in school to keep up with what the other kids were doing and stuff. Well, the gift in it is that I found a visual language and a creative way to compensate for that. As far as writing, I've certainly overcome it because writing has become my obsession, but I still have a hard time like reading a novel or reading extended text in a book.
That's interesting, even though that you're doing that practice all the time.
Yeah, it's kind of, but there's such a difference between writing a word and or staring at a paragraph, because words jump around for me and it's just exhausting. So there's a little side story that I actually started writing 24 years ago called The Adventures of Mr. Pumpkinhead. And I tell you, I think anything that comes out of me is going to be, to some extent, autobiographical. So there are 9 episodes on the MrPumpkinhead.blogspot.com. And he's a dyslexic, enchanted jack-o'-lantern, of course, who, among other things, he takes care of a person with dementia at night. And I thought, wow, that sounds kind of familiar because I'm the night nurse up at the care center here in Grand Marais. And so once again, little things surprise me when they come out. The Mr. Pumpkinhead, they're shorter episodes that, in a way, I guess you could say they're more kid-friendly, although I don't think there's anything non-kid-friendly in Flash Meridian. But they're short, they're whimsical, they're not linear as far as, I mean, you don't have to start at number one and read through there.
It's more like a fable type thing.
Yeah. Very first one, when you find out that who Mr. Pumpkinhead is, it talks about his origin coming from a seed that was buried in the ground and kind of what that felt like. He comes out one day, he is walking around the pumpkin patch, and he sees a piece of paper nailed to a stake, and there's a picture of a pumpkin on it. So he can't read the words, but he looks at it and he says, well, somebody is hiring a pumpkin. They want to hire a pumpkin. And what luck? Because
you're a pumpkin.
My only skill is that I'm a pumpkin. So that's how he starts his blog. But when you see the picture, you see it's a seed packet nailed to a stake in the garden. But he doesn't read the words. He looks at the picture and surmises the meaning. So
these stories, do they, because they're so connected to your life, do they help you get through things that are difficult in your life by kind of playing them out with the characters?
Yes, I would say absolutely. This is how I process things and own things, by writing. Because thoughts, my brain, if I were just sitting here without a way to record something, my brain is like, okay, Sylvia, the enchanted spaghetti squash, she's the one.
Is that who he takes care of?
Yes. She's walking around in circles in the pumpkin patch one night, and he walks up to her because she woke him up, and he said, is everything okay? She said, well, my head is full of noodles. She said, I can't find my way out of the garden. And he says, well, where are you going in the middle of the night? There's a full moon. She says, no, it's day. It's bright. It's day. He says, no, it's a full moon. Puts her back to bed. Then he's awake. But that's how I see my brain in a way. It's like if I don't process it and express it, then it's just my head is full of noodles. It's like a cloud of. Hmm. So when I can isolate something and present it and make sense of it, in a form that I could share with somebody else, it makes sense for me too. Then,
did you go into this thinking that it could help other people who may have dyslexia or have a loved one with dementia in some way?
It has become that. It's become a way for me to have a format or a platform to talk to people and say, you know what? There's nothing wrong with you. The dyslexic brain thinks differently, physically fires differently than the other 9 out of 10 people. And so it has become a platform. No, it wasn't intended to be that. In fact, it was just meant to be a fun story. That was all I had in mind. And not everybody likes it. Like I said, some of my friends say they don't like sci-fi. And others... they just think it's silly, or they don't see the point of it. And so a moment like this where I can sit down with you and sort of explain it, it's helpful for me because it sort of validates what I'm doing.
And is my understanding that these stories actually crossed over on the 100th episode?
They did.
Is that right?
Yeah. And so when you read the 100th episode, there's what I call an aside. It's not an episode, but it's something else in the Flash Meridian blog. And it's a little Mr. Pumpkinhead episode. I wrote it in there in the 100th episode. All Mr. Pumpkinhead wanted to do was go and give Flash a card for his 100th episode. And it brought back that whole story. None of these things go away.
Lots of stuff going on in your head, Tim. I love talking to you about this.
You know, speaking of this crossover, I mentioned to you in a text, at one point, the Flintstones met the Jetsons, and that's how I see Mr. Pumpkinhead and Flash Meridian meeting.
I absolutely remember that exact episode. It was like a special movie thing, so yep. I know what you're talking about. So these people can follow these stories online, Flash Meridian and Mr. Pumpkinhead at blogspot.com.
And the artwork is a huge part of these, too.
And so that's all there with the stories, and it's mm-hmm. your voice doing the stories with music?
The first 30 episodes of Flash Meridian were released on CD with an original musical score. And I have recorded some of the others, but I haven't really released them.
Okay.
It's getting a bit daunting. It's a lot of information now. Mm-hmm. So I think I need to find a publisher.
Right now I'm talking to Tim Young. He's the writer and creator of Flash Meridian and Mr. Pumpkinhead, their online series. You can find they are in a variety of media, visual and written, and also audio for Flash Meridian. We did a couple pieces on Flash earlier last year where I sat down with Tim and talked about that. So let's have a listen to one of those pieces just briefly before we continue. This is the musical and spoken word version of Flash Meridian.
Halfway between Pluto and Neptune, the full realization of his situation hit Flash Meridian. He was nearing the edge of our solar system. All transmissions from the rescue party had ceased, and he knew he had to take charge of his own destiny. Pluto had been visible for some time and was now looming larger in vast empty space. It was his last chance. To approach close enough to be held by Pluto's gravitational pull, long enough to slingshot back toward the Sun. The Sun now appeared as a distant star. It would take precise calculations to aim himself at it, and he would be relying on pure, dumb luck. Still, it was his only hope.
Yeah.
So when we had our conversation last April, it's hard to believe it was 10 months ago.
I know.
It just seems like so recently.
Yeah.
Right after that, not right after, but in August, I moved away from Grand Marais. I moved down to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. My kids have all grown up and moved away. And I thought this is a good time for me to go and maybe help take care of my mom. And anyway, so I moved down to North Carolina, and I was so miserable down there. Everything worked out the way I had planned. I got the house I wanted. I got the job that I wanted. I lived real close to my family. And I kept telling my brother, I just want to be me again. I didn't feel like I was me. I naively thought that I could leave Grand Marais and that everything that I do and am would sort of translate into a down of about 300,000. And it didn't work that way at all.
No.
So, I was down there less than 2 months, and I abandoned it and came back. And so what you're going to see in Flash Meridian, you see a lot of talk about home and about how Flash Meridian is realizing how settled he is in his life and how much he loves it. And that's how I feel. I'm just so grateful to be back here, and I'm never going to leave again. Yeah. I'm back in my same house, my same job. I even got my same P.O. box back.
Wow, that's perfect. I was going to say, you know, this idea of like having kind of like a fantasy autobiography, this can be like a real therapeutic thing. Would you recommend that people like try this out for themselves if they want?
That's a great idea. And I like to talk, which you have probably seen, and I would love to... You know, it just sounds like the kind of thing that I would love to be involved in if people were interested in it, because it can be so liberating to step outside of yourself and adopt a safe persona where anything can happen. And yet when it's all said and done, you realize I didn't step out of myself at all. That was all me. People ask me, is there something special that you do to get into a creative mindset, like to paint or to write? And I say, no, I'm an artist. That's who I am. And I think of Superman, like, he doesn't have to do anything to become Superman. All he has to do is take that business suit off. Like, it's there. It's just you and your voice is all you need to be an artist. So, no, there's nothing special I have to do. I'm an artist all the time.
So what is coming up next for Flash and Mr. Pumpkinhead? Can you shed any light on that?
Whenever I sit down to write, sometimes I have an idea in mind. Mm. But most of the time, even if I have an idea in mind, I'm surprised at what comes out. And I really see it as, it's kind of stream of consciousness. Sometimes I just write a while, and I'll write a whole episode, and I look back at it, and I think, where did that come from? In the latest Flash Meridian, I was talking about how everything that we know, we have picked up through our physical senses, five physical senses. But there's this other thing. There's this, the collective unconscious that runs deep through all of us. There's our imagination that assimilates the facts and puts them together and spits them back out in a different way than what they came in. So I think that's the sixth sense is what is born into us or what comes from our imagination. And so I don't know what's next for Flash. Just like I don't know what's next for any of us. There's one episode where it talks about we are walking backwards into the future. We can only see where we've already been. We can't see what's coming next. Or there was a Japanese writer who said, we're heading into the future in a backwards-facing seat on a train. So I can't tell you what's next, but
gotcha.
It's going to be awesome.
We'll know that when we get there.
That's right.
Thanks so much for telling us about this. Congrats on 100 episodes of Flash Meridian and the new Mr. Pumpkinhead series. Those websites again, flashmeridian@blogspot.com and mrpumpkinhead@blogspot.com.
And spell that out. MISTERpumpkinhead.blogspot.com.
All right. Thanks so much, Tim.
Thank you, Will.
Talk to you again.
Appreciate it.